And Chris Hansen, investigative journalist, True Blue Media, is with us. And good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jack. How are you?
I'm well. It's been a while since we spoke, but that doesn't
It
mean you
has.
haven't been busy, right?
Exactly. We've been very busy all around the country and, in fact, up in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, we heard details from the Dickinson County Sheriff about some human trafficking arrests and an operation that you were involved in. Kind of tell the listeners what happened.
Over 3 days last week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the Dickinson County Sheriff, Aaron Rashan, and his team, as well as some members of the Marquette County Sheriff's Office and other local law enforcement, conducted a sting operation right there in the Iron Mountain area. And while we were part of the sting, six men showed up to try to exploit a child sexually. And were interviewed by me and arrested. And we had some very unusual characters. I mean, I guess I say that, Jack, on every sting, but in this particular case, we had a fellow who was a mental health therapist who drove all the way from Green Bay. We had a guy who curled up into a ball on the floor, trying not to be identified when my cameras came out. All kinds of guys from all walks of life, some who lived just a few blocks away, some who traveled 2, 3 hours to come to our sting house.
Does this ever surprise you that that this happens, that when you set this kind of thing up, that some guys are going to show up?
Nothing surprises me anymore, Jack. In the beginning, 21 years ago, I thought maybe we'd do two or three of these investigations, maybe four, and people would get the word. And who would possibly expose themselves to this sort of scrutiny, shame, and legal prosecution? But it continues. We've been in Iron Mountain, as we've just discussed here. Before that, we were in Maryland, and we were in Louisiana and Florida before that. And this continues to be an issue online. And we see this cross-platform, and we see this all over the country, all over the world, really. But it's partially because, or a lot of it is because, of the proliferation of all these various social media platforms upon which adults can approach children and attempt to exploit them. It's one of the reasons we've launched a True Blue, an investigation into the gaming platform Roblox, which a lot of people believe is a place where predators go to groom and exploit children. And we've got that documentary coming up as well.
So, a last question, Chris. I always ask you this at the end, is to give your message to the people of the UP about where you see things are.
My message to the folks up in the UP is that even though this is a gorgeous bucolic playland, really, of beauty and outdoors activities, this kind of crime occurs everywhere, and parents need to be vigilant and have discussions with their children about the potential of being exploited online. And they need to create an open line of communication so that if a child has a creepy experience, an uncomfortable experience, and the child can go to the parent and say, "Hey, look, this happened. Let's together address this situation." And in the UP, you have law enforcement agencies that are proactive. Marquette, you've got Dickinson County, you've got Iron Mountain PD, all those agencies that take part in these stings, Homeland Security, they will all listen to you and they will all take up the case and investigate and try to get justice for you. This isn't a secret in the closet anymore. This is something where, law enforcement is sick and tired of having to respond after the crime is committed. They want to stop crimes before they're committed. And that's the exact message that sheriffs send out when they do one of these sting operations, whether it's in Marquette or Dickinson or anywhere else in the country. And you're very fortunate to have, a lawman who does this.